Hi, this is Heaton Shaw.
And this is Steli Efti.
And we're here to talk about what people did, especially us, Steli and I, when we first arrived to Silicon Valley. And obviously that's on the Startup Chat today.
I think we like talking about more than just sales and marketing.
We just want to bullshit and chat about business and life. And hopefully while we're doing that, provide a lot of value to people.
The world's best business podcast.
Oh, shit. We got it.
For people trying to get shit done.
Yeah. We don't want to give you feedback that's bullshit.
Yeah, we want you to do your best.
There you go. So here's why we want to talk about that. I got an email this morning from somebody saying, hey, Steli, you know, listener of the Startup Chat, big fan. And I saw a talk you gave on like how you sold everything you had. You bought a one-way ticket. You came to the Bay Area and you mentioned all the mistakes you made and all that. And I'm just about to do the same thing. I'm just about to come to the Valley to start my startup here. So what advice do you have for me? What should I do? What shouldn't I do? I just want guidance. And I thought, you know, I had a lot. So I started writing an email to him. And then I instantly went, delete all that. And I went, we're going to record the Startup Chat episode. So you're going to hear it in a week or so.
Yeah.
And then I pointed him to a few other links and things to just get it done. But I'd love to hear kind of your story and the advice you give to people, because you meet a lot of people that are just moved to Silicon Valley and want to make it here. I get that too. So let's just share our advice with everybody who's interested.
Well, I'll start by what I did.
Yeah.
And then you can, and how that happened, how I moved here. And you can probably talk about yours, and then we can give some thoughts for other people.
Yeah.
For me, long story short, after college, I actually moved back to Southern California. I went to college up here, but I wasn't in the tech scene or anything. And this was around 2003. And I was down in LA. And I actually started the first few internet companies down there. And then in 2007, basically at the beginning of that year, I just started literally, there was just so much going on up here. I would go fly up here or drive up here like once or twice a month from LA.
Okay.
And eventually it was just like, hey, like, why don't we just move? Because it was just my wife and I at the time. We were actually living at my dad's house.
Mm-hmm.
And so we just decided to move in 2007, it was because I was already coming up here, had already made a lot of friends and stuff like that, had them from before too, and moved up here. I'm sure there's a lot more to the story, but like that's the high level. And once I moved up here, the one thing I did that I think was really helpful to me, but also sort of natural. So I don't know if it's everyone's tactic or everyone should do it, but I'm super helpful, always been super helpful. So there's something I realized up here was lacking, especially because I was coming up so much. And the thing that I realized that was lacking was basically people didn't have much knowledge about marketing, and specifically they didn't have much knowledge about search engine optimization. Mm. And I happened to have a lot of knowledge about that crap, not crap, but really important stuff. Some people around here thought it was crap. And so everybody I met, whether it was an investor, another founder, or even someone working at a company, I would say, hey, I'll go talk to anyone you want about SEO for an hour. And lo and behold, like before I knew it, I had more than enough meetings like every month, every week, whatever, on just helping people out for an hour about SEO. And that led to lots of things. Like there's two notable companies I was an advisor to, notable just because they exited, I guess, both SlideShare and Webs.com. Mm-hmm. And I would say that if I didn't go out there and say, and obviously those folks are friends of mine, I actually just invested in the Webs.com's founder's new company and stuff like that. But, and they also, on my advisor shares, I made money on both those companies, right? SlideShare sold to LinkedIn, Webs.com sold to Vistaprint. And basically, and they were both, you know, nine-figure exits. So it was great for everybody. And the teams, you know, did a great job building those businesses. But at the end of the day, just by me being helpful, I was able to basically, for lack of a better word, network. Mm-hmm. Right. And that's what got me, made me a ton of friends around here. And now people don't think I'm an SEO person or anything. But at that time, it was an opportunistic thing to help people out with because people needed help with it.
Yeah, I love that. So I love the – so let's summarize the strategy here real quick.
Go for it.
So first of all, you actually spend a little bit of time here before you moved, right? You had visited, you had some friends, you knew some people online, offline. That's a big component that I think many people miss.
you got to figure out where to live. If nothing else, you got to figure out where to live.
Well, I didn't. I surely didn't.
Your story.
Yes. So before we get into my story, I do think this is very solid advice, and I don't think everybody fully follows this, me included, right? So maybe you want to spend some time meeting people online, and then also maybe you want to visit once or twice before you make the move.
Yeah.
I think that's very solid, basic advice. The next thing is you had something to bring to the table. Isn't that a beautiful thing? Especially something that maybe at the surface was not fashionable at the moment, but it was valuable.
Yeah.
So people wanted it,
yeah,
right? They wanted the benefits of that know-how and skill. So what you did is you showed up here and you were like, I know something that can create value, which means traffic to you. And anybody that needs this can, you know, tell me to come by. I'll sit down. I'll tell you everything I know. And that's just, again, like that goes back to the philosophy of just being useful, being helpful.
Yeah.
And then obviously opens a million doors. It creates friendships and it creates massive good karma, either in the esoteric sense or in the practical. People feel like you've done something for them, so they're much more willing to do something for you whenever you need them, right?
I still get that. I remember that one time you came into our company, right? And I was just one of the designers there, right? And I just remember your talk. It was great.
Yeah.
Right? Like, I still get that,
yeah,
even from back then, and just essentially random people, because I don't necessarily remember these people, but I remember going to their company and talking to them.
Yeah.
So it's helped me in spades. The only reason I would say that it might not apply to other people, maybe it does, is just that I don't know if people – there's two things you have to be able to do to do that. You have to figure out where your value is.
Yeah.
And you have to match that with what people need. I could have been valuable in a lot of different ways. I could have been valuable in anybody starting a consulting company at that time because I was pretty good at it by then. Honestly, nobody starts those around here. So that wouldn't have been helpful, right? But a lot of people start startups, and search and Google and SEO used to be one of the biggest channels back then. It still is.
Yeah.
So I think the important lesson there, I would say, if anyone wants to consider that tactic, is make sure that you can do something valuable for people. I think everyone can. I'll caveat it first by saying I think everyone can. It doesn't matter who you are. You can be valuable to people around here. And then the second thing is make sure that aligns with some – and you have some way of letting people know you can do that. For me, my way was everyone I talked to, I would just tell them that, right? Because a lot of times they'd be like, oh, what can I do for you? Or maybe they're doing something for me, or they're just meeting up. And I would just give them that spiel sort of thing.
I love that. So – you know, and also to be fair, some people that come here are fairly early in their journey, in their career. Maybe they don't have the thing that they can truly bring massive value
maybe
to the table.
Maybe they have time.
Maybe they have time. Maybe they have, you know, energy, hustle. But they need to know what they know and what they're capable
Absolutely.
Of.
Absolutely.
Right? So now, when you came here, so one of the unique things here is that you weren't looking for a co-founder or a bro founder or whatever. No. You had Neil, right?
Yeah.
You knew that
already,
you would...
already had somebody I was going to start the companies with.
Yes.
Yeah, and they weren't here, but that didn't matter.
That didn't matter.